Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live Light, Crystal Cave Corruption. There's mysterious places in the world that seem to somehow draw people in deeper than other places, but there's, well, stories, myths about them. Those that venture deep inside never appear to share those stories exactly. It's as if something inside has changed. Some of them become more, well, it's hard to explain. Perhaps corrupted would be the words that some people use to describe their new behavior, while others would say liberated, free to feel and explore. Regardless of what you may think happens, in a way, the venture is a very unique one. Every journey is unique to the person. It all started with a bit of curiosity, exploring one of these myths. Stories about a cave that had some curious tales connected to it, about how people inside got dizzy and confused when they saw certain lights flickering or floating inside the cave. Nobody died there, so for some reason it remained accessible and a curiosity that was told from person to person, generation to generation, even faded a bit from the public eye. You, however, somehow found out and got curious. So with a light in hand and the entrance of the cave open and inviting, you delved inside. For a while, there was no more than just the echoey footsteps of your shoes on solid rock. That denoted your progress, punctuated your every move. A light of your lantern was somehow just normal. It reflected the contents of the caves beautifully. You could see the various types of rock, and how, as you got deeper, as the plant life faded away entirely, it just all became a somewhat mesmerizing place of shapes. The journey so far was very straightforward. No branches, no real changes in direction. Sometimes a soft corner, a slight downward slope that seemed to invite you further. No, it wasn't until much, much later that you noticed a glint in the distance. As soon as you saw it and lifted your lantern, it disappeared. But when you lowered the light, you could see it again in the distance. A tiny reflection, as if from a mirror or something else. The cave was surprisingly clean. Animals did not go in here. That should have been a warning. While you continue deeper, that little glint, that reflection turned out to be some kind of crystal surface in the wall. It didn't look very expensive, just very basic quartz, but it was very smooth, and something inside appeared to reflect the light rather strangely. The tiniest movements of your hands caused odd changes in the inside. As you walked further, you realized that there was more and more crystals in the walls of the cave. And the tiniest bit of light appeared to be reflected and refracted over and over again, going deeper into a place that lights itself. As you walked, the sound of your footsteps seemed to echo differently as well, as if the crystals hummed with your every step, resonated. The cave itself appeared to breathe with your presence. You also began to notice something else. One time when you looked back, the path behind you wasn't immediately recognizable as where you just went past. You were certain that you were following a slight curve to the left, but the path behind you looked straight. And then another time when you looked behind you, there was a definite sharp curve there that you were certain you did not pass. The deeper you walk in, the more fascinating it becomes. It's as if every little bit of light dances around within and through the crystals, reflecting back into your eyes in all the colors of the rainbow. It was subtle at first, just little corners of the crystals reflecting in a bright, vivid color, shifting as soon as you took another step into a different part of the spectrum. But now, it was as if everywhere around you was made up of light and color. It was difficult to see the outside of the crystals, in fact, because the inside became so much more fascinating. That soft humming that you began to hear with every footstep now seemed to echo on and on beyond the steps of your feet. In fact, when you stood still for a longer time to listen, telling yourself that you weren't distracted by the curious colors of the crystals, even minutes later, the sound was still there. It was almost like a heartbeat, a slow, deliberate hum of the crystals. It resonated deep within them and you. Slowly, As you continued, the sound became more rich as well, with higher notes joining the low, as if smaller crystals began to accidentally vibrate with the bigger ones. Now the cave became more difficult to navigate. It was as if you were in a larger room, but the giant crystals made the path complicated and curved. More than once you were wondering if you were going back the way you came, even deeper into the cave, or if you were losing yourself further into the wonderful, shining, crystalline lights. Had you put your lantern down somewhere? When you looked at your hands, it was no longer there. There was still light all around you, and it appeared to shift with every movement you made. You could see yourself in all the colors of the rainbow wherever you moved, reflections and refractions of your mind staring back at you, eyes no longer blinking, but mindlessly staring. Until this point, you still were just walking between the crystals. Something inside of you had told you not to touch them, as if it would be sacrilege or dangerous. But the light inside was just so fascinating. You knew it would be a terrible idea to reach out with your fingers and softly touch the surface. The tiniest ring of noise, of an indescribable, beautiful, musical sound as your fingers tapped accidentally on a surface that was much closer than you thought. It's almost as if the crystals were speaking, words echoing. But they were hard to make out, they were difficult to determine. Every little echo rose to another, like the light reflecting and refracting, shifting, changing, moving. How long had you been standing here, staring at the reflection of yourself, the sound of your little touch still echoing all around you and causing some deep sensations, rumbling, deep, powerful sounds that go all throughout cave and yourself, deeper. It was inviting you in. Every breath of the cave called you further to become one with the cave. Something inside of you knew that there was no choice. Looking around, you recognized nothing. No matter which direction you walked, it would only cause you to go deeper. Part of your mind might still have felt a bit of rebellion and tried to escape. But it was already futile. Every move you made, every step, was deeper into this amazing labyrinth of sound and sight. You knew that it would be a terrible, horrible, dangerous idea to touch the crystals again. And you knew that you definitely had to ignore the deep pleasure that traveled up your arm the last time. You weren't going to admit it to yourself. You were definitely shutting it out of your head that it felt good to give in. And you were definitely not edging closer and closer with your fingers towards the nearest crystal that you could hear was singing to you, begging, asking, guiding you to touch it. As soon as your finger touched the surface, that resonance, the frequencies all traveled down your fingers, up your arms, through your shoulders, down your spine. Oh. The music of the cave was cascading through your body, almost as if you touched electricity, your fingers had retracted on reflex. That was just a fraction of a second, an experience that was difficult to unwrap in a lifetime had traveled through your body in that little time. You wanted to touch again, but the same crystal was somewhere else. Or had you moved further? When you looked down, your feet were still doing step by step. You didn't remember telling yourself to continue walking. In fact, you weren't even sure how long. There was something inside of you shifting, changing, as if the cave was helping you to follow, to feel, to embrace all these parts of you. Soon, you ended up at a wall of crystal, in a way a dead end in yet another mirror, a reflection of another world. Looking into the crystal made it even more confusing and wonderful. There was a reflection in that mirror that wasn't you. Nobody's eyes could be that blank. Nobody's body could be that aroused. Nobody could be that far gone. And yet, when your hand, your body slowly moved forward to touch that completely corrupted reflection, it mimicked your movements perfectly. There was a light in their eyes. There was a light in their chest. And no matter how much you try to deny it, there was a light between their legs. You didn't. You did. You craved, you avoided. Fingers hovering over the surface of the smooth crystal that reflected something that couldn't be real. Part of you knew that if you were to give in now, you might be swallowed whole by whatever this was, to become one with the cave, to be changed forever, knowing that this light is inside of you. Maybe you were imagining it, but there appeared to be a ripple across the surface as soon as you touched, deeper and deeper. It was as if you were falling into a world that pulled you away and towards something. You were standing still and the world around you appeared to spiral out of control, reflecting and refracting, cascading into sounds that resonated and amplified your lust, your desires, your fantasies. It was as if the cave itself was reading your mind and pulling out each and every dirty thought, every naughty fantasy, every depraved craving. And pulled them to the surface. Made them into lights that shone from your eyes. That reflection was now standing in the cave. Every step echoed in your mind as you became aware of how much had been hiding. How many fantasies were fluttering inside your head for years, almost unnoticed. And now, released to fly around and tease your senses. Steps leading out of the cave that eventually you must have followed. There was a message in there that you don't quite remember, and you knew that anyone, everyone that were to enter that deep would be lost to the same lust and desire that you feel now. And you also knew that you wanted to spread the corruption, the liberation of your depravity. There would be no words for the things that you felt in there. And only those that ventured deep within the cave could even know what it was like. You wanted to tell everyone that the myths were wrong. Or rather, that they were horribly inaccurate. And inadequate for you will tempt the next one to venture deep and find their reflection. There might be some confusion about what really happened in the cave, but its effects, they are undeniably strong. So it's time to slowly emerge from where you were, to return to the waking world and accept that there might still be parts of your mind that, just like the cave, need some exploring. One, two, slowly waking, three, four, more aware, five, six, almost there, 7, 8, almost awake, and 9, 10, wake. And remember to embrace the light in the darkness.